Moncrief on News Talk.
Have you ever noticed how wearing your favourite outfit or a pop of colour can instantly lift your spirits? Well, there's actually some science behind that feeling. It's called dopamine dressing. This concept explores the connection between the clothes we wear and the way they make us feel, tapping into the idea that certain colours and styles can literally boost your mood. And to tell us more, I'm joined by Taryn Devere, artist and designer, and Laura Mullett, who's a celebrity stylist. You're both very welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Very good. I'm going to go to you, Laura. For anyone who hasn't heard of dopamine dressing, it's been going around for the past while, but can you explain what exactly this is?
I think it's a really catchy terminology that basically means dress like your most confident, vibrant self. I think when it comes to kind of, I suppose, dopamine dressing, it's not necessarily about wearing bright colours to impress other people. It's about going to your closet, wearing something that's bright and cheery and happy that makes you feel good in your own skin, that when you look in the mirror, you're like, oh, I love this. I feel fabulous in this. So I think the concept of dopamine dressing, it's a really inclusive way to sort of look at what you have. It's not really about going out and buying loads of new bright things. It's about maybe enhancing your personal style, still feeling like yourself, but genuinely kind of thinking, okay, what will elevate my mood today and make me feel super, super confident?
Okay, so how can somebody, let's say, dip their toe in if they don't want to go full out dopamine dressing, they want to just introduce it a little bit? Is that just throwing on blue earrings?
Well, definitely accessorizing is a great way to do it. Like, leopard print is so popular at the moment again, like it's come back full circle. But what I would say is maybe don't be afraid to pop on, you know, your cool colored bright runners, your suede runners that are so in. Or maybe you might have, let's say, a lovely bright t-shirt. Like, I love a pop of lime with leopard. I think it can look really cool. Mm-hmm. It's definitely about, you know, you don't have to kind of clash all your prints and go crazy. But let's say if you have a really bright, beautiful jacket, don't be afraid to color block. Like, pink and red are colors now we see that filtered down from the catwalk a good few years ago, down to the red carpet, the stars like Emma Stone wearing those colours together. Sometimes unconventional colour combinations can look really, really good. And then you're less confined when it comes to your closet of like, okay, I need a black or white base garment. And then if I'm going to wear anything jazzy, the rest of my outfit needs to be boring. I think it's about kind of writing your own rules when it comes to your style, but you have to wear it with confidence, I think, to pull that look off.
That's the problem, isn't it? Because I think Irish people, we're generally too self-conscious. You know, I think I, myself, my sisters, my friends, we all have a beautiful bright item, be it a coat, a dress, a knitwear that we've bought, that we've loved in the shop. And then you put it on and you immediately take it off and go for the grey one, the black one, the beige one, the greyish one.
Yeah, Grage became really popular a couple of years ago. I think it was when Molly May came off of Love Island and everybody was obsessed with her and her beige house and her beautiful beige clothes and everything was monochromatic. And I don't know, I think we've maybe rediscovered a little bit of colour in life. Like, I find Gen Z are very exploratory about their clothes and their colours. Like, I was at Electric Picnic the weekend and I've never seen so many colours in my life. I saw so many young girls wearing these bright, crazy, eccentric jerseys with frilly mini skirts and boots. Like, I think the element of not caring is maybe something the older generation can take a look at. And if you have something fun and funky, work it into your closet and who cares what anybody thinks? Like, capri pants are back. It's a free for all in Emirate.
I know you say that, but we just can't. I think we're so nervous about it. Maybe, yes, the Gen Zs are, but I think I'm going to go maybe over 30 and plus, we're very safe dressers. I'll come back to you in a sec, Laura. Taryn, you got a bit of a shock when you first came to Ireland from Australia because you thought we wore such kind of boring, dark, drab clothing.
Yeah, well, obviously coming from Australia where people dress quite brightly. Or no, I will caveat this by saying, you know, when I last lived in Australia was over 20 years ago. So I can't think
we
of what
have
people
changed.
Are wearing now. Yeah. but when I first came here, like in the late 1990s, I did get a real shock. I couldn't believe it that there was so little color and that most people were wearing black and navy and gray and brown. And I found it a little bit sad.
Yeah, I suppose we've dressed for our weather.
Yeah, but I mean, you can still have coats and you know, cold weather wear that's bright colours.
Yeah, I know. But I think, we've always been so conservative previously, we have. And that's just kind of trickled down into hairstyles, wardrobe and everything else.
Well, I don't know if traditionally, really, because if you go back far enough, you know, the women of the Aran Islands were weaving these beautiful red shawls. There was a lot of color, actually, and beautiful blues and beautiful greens. And also, if you look at footage from, I saw some great footage from a kind of hippie boutique, kind of, or a mod boutique more in Dublin in the 60s. And everybody was wearing fabulous colors, you know, and that was in, that was Dublin, you know?
I suppose. You're a designer and people can look up what you've done. You're an artisan designer and you've got some really beautiful and very, very colorful outfits going on. So what kind of a reaction do you get when you're out and about wearing these?
I get, generally speaking, I get wonderful reactions. Like every time I walk out the door, I moved to Dublin a couple of months ago. And ever since I got here from Donegal, I might add, not from Australia. ever since I arrived in Dublin, like every time I leave, every time I walk out the door, I have somebody stopping to tell me how much they like what I'm wearing. And I had a great story on the Dart the other day. I was heading home and I got on and this little girl said, "Oh my God, Mom, look at her. I love her." And the mother kind of was like, shh, you know, like, don't do that.
Yeah. Well, her mom was probably thinking that's rude. Don't be pointing at someone that's rude.
The little girl kind of looked at her mom then. And when her mom wasn't looking, she turned back to me and like she mouthed, "I love you." And she held up heart hands.
That's so beautiful. What were you wearing on that particular day on the Dart?
I remember I was wearing my rubber duck earrings, that I made out of rubber duck. And I was wearing a big floral headpiece because I always wear some kind of headpiece. And I was wearing yellow, bright yellow kind of culotte pants and a multicolored top. And I think I might've had a yellow shoes on as well.
Okay.
So yeah, very fun.
You can see why. Yes, you were fun. You can see what that little girl would say. I love you. Have you always dressed this way?
No, I mean, I've always had a slightly eccentric dress sense, but I did used to wear things like jeans and black and brown. But when I came out of an abusive relationship, it took me about a couple of years to kind of heal and recover from that. And as part of kind of trying to figure out who I was again, because you do sort of really lose your identity when you're in an abusive relationship. I started to get much bolder with what I was wearing and I started making headpieces. And they started off quite small and now they're like much bigger. And I think, I don't know when it's going to stop. I don't know how big I can get.
Well, if you're not stopping at rubber duck earrings, why stop at all? Don't stop at all. So,
exactly.
So you would say, Taryn, that it is genuinely therapeutic.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I mean, I did at one point a couple of years ago, I went through my wardrobe and I said, I'm going to get rid of everything. And when I say get rid of, I mean, give to a charity shop, get rid of everything that doesn't make me feel fabulous. Because what is the point of wearing anything if I don't feel amazing in it?
Okay.
So that's what I did.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I only have clothes that make me feel amazing.
Oh, God, I need you to get into my wardrobe immediately and make me feel the exact same way about mine. This is just, I just don't. But there's a lot of grey and beige and dark, dark greens. So, Laura, can I come to you about the celeb aspect of it and the celebrity styling? Are you putting celebs when you're styling magazine shoots into a lot of colour, or is the other side of that quiet luxury we keep hearing about too, these whites and creams and the beiges? What are you going for?
Well, I think like it's so interesting. Like the most recent shoot I did was a bridal shoot, and that obviously was whites. But besides that, there's a huge demand for colour. Like whenever you're working with a publication and let's say a celebrity shoot, they're always going to want something that jumps off the shelves. So, and in this case, anytime I've ever dressed a celebrity, when I've put them in like beautiful cobalt blues, vibrant reds, you know, lovely fiery oranges, they always like, oh God, I feel beautiful in this. It's when they're in the kind of safer things that they don't feel as fabulous. I think it's like playing a part and being an actress, so to speak. When I'm looking, let's say, for pieces for shoots, I do try and kind of feel inspired by the location and the decor. And if you're in an opulent hotel and they've got these lovely kind of purpley emerald settings, you're going to want to kind of do the antithesis, like the opposite of that. So then these kind of bright yellows and sunshine tones to kind of bring out the jewel tones. So yeah, I love a sea of different colors. I think obviously you have to factor someone's complexion and confidence in. You know, I would never believe in someone wearing something they don't feel gorgeous in. But if you're having a chat with someone before a shoot, let's say, usually there's little mood boards, you know, you're on the same wavelength. But I'm always impressed by how brave someone is, because no matter how famous someone is, when they're doing a shoot, they want want to feel a little bit out there. They want to be brave. They want to be bold. And I just think that's such a great approach and attitude to have. I think playing it safe sometimes, sure, that's something that we could shoot ourselves and pop up online. But I think when you've got a full team at your disposal of hair, makeup, styling, you definitely want to take advantage of it and do something a little bit brazen and different.
There's a couple of messages here. Mairead, we should all wear whatever the hell we like and to hell with anybody else. It's about what we like genuinely ourselves and finding out our own individual vibe and style. That's from The Bull. Thank you, The Bull. I just think though, and I could be wrong, maybe you two can answer this for me. I think there's some women, and maybe I'm talking about myself here, who never find their own style. Like, I just feel, you know, I end up in this kind of cycle of what I call a uniform. I end up in a uniform, so it makes me laugh when I hear adults giving out about back to school and children having to wear a uniform. And I look around me and I think, all of us are wearing a uniform. Every one of us are. We wear the same things over and over again.
Maybe it's no harm for your style to be in flux. Maybe it's no harm for your style to be in flux a little bit. I think our lives change, our needs change. When we start to have families or we're kind of changing jobs or we're moving, and I feel like through COVID and the pandemic, people now kind of more so work hybrid from home. I think nowadays when we get a chance to dress up and have a sense of occasion, we're more inclined maybe to embrace a little bit of edge and a little bit of funkiness. Whereas I think when life was a little bit more kind of atypical, it's just changed a lot. I think we're all sick of leisure wear. And anyone I speak to when they're doing kind of personal shopping or anything, they really just want to get stuff. There's an element of comfort, but they definitely want to elevate their style. And it's okay for your style to change as you grow older, because it doesn't have to necessarily get more elegant, but it might just showcase your personality a bit more as opposed to just following the crowd.
Okay. And Taryn, does dressing in these like beautiful colours, does it make you more confident and maybe a little bit more adventurous in other areas of your life? Because, you know, you're very adventurous with your wardrobe. Are you adventurous in other areas of your life too?
Yeah, I think that I am. Yes. I think the confidence thing is an interesting one, because people say, you know, they're not confident enough to wear bright colours. But I heard something recently about confidence that I thought was a really unique perspective on that. And it was saying to somebody who was asking, how do you get more confidence? Saying, well, you already have confidence. You have the ability to be confident because you're confident in your lack of confidence. So all you need to do is just twist that a little bit and have confidence in your ability to be confident. So you know you can be confident.
That's so funny.
A little twist, you know, on it. And I thought that was really amazing. I was like, yeah, that's so true, you know.
Yeah, it's a bit of a head scratcher, but you get there in the end with it. Yes.
Like we can believe that we're like, oh no, I couldn't possibly wear that. I couldn't pull that off. We have such a strong belief in that. So if we're able to have a strong belief in that, we can have a strong belief that, yeah, you know what? Maybe I can wear that.
Okay. What would you say to this listener here? No name on the text. I have a weird body shape and I think colours don't suit me at all. If I wear anything that's not black or brown, it just doesn't look right.
Well, it's all about you personally, what feels good for you. You know, like I don't have anything black or brown or grey in my wardrobe at all. You know, I follow the great artist Sue Kreitzman. She says, don't wear beige, it might kill you. I think like, yeah, she's probably right. It probably would kill me. But it's up to each individual person. Some people look amazing in black and feel amazing in black. And it's more about how you feel than how you look, in my opinion.
What would you say to that listener, Laura? Because I'm sure you come up against this when you are styling people all the time.
Yeah. Well, like I don't want AI to take my job in real life. But I mean, if you go on ChatGPT and you describe your problems, they will literally give you an answer. Like if you typed in, this is my body type, I'm more of an apple shape, I'm more hourglass. Should I wear a color top or bottom? What colors would you recommend for my skin tone? I mean, you can even upload pictures now. Like you could upload your Instagram feed now to social media, to ChatGPT, and it would tell you, oh, this is what you should be doing for it to be more cohesive or whatever. I think if you're looking for maybe a few little tips or guidance, obviously going to a real life human being, a stylist for 2 hours, have a cup of coffee, kind of offload what's bothering you, what you don't feel nice about. That is so brilliant and can really help you. But if you do want maybe a little bit of mapping just to navigate what you already own and be as sustainable as possible about it, God, there's no harm in kind of admitting, I'd like to incorporate color. How can I do it slowly and then just fit it within the confines of what I actually like instead of, again, trying to fit a mold? Because it's okay not to dopamine dress if you don't want to as well.
Okay. One in from a male listener. That's why us men wear jerseys. Puts us in better form and showcases who we are. Also creates banter with other football fans because we know we instantly have something in common. So, Laura, do you offer that service, what you were just talking about there? You would take, you're not just a celebrity stylist, would you take normal Joanna Punter and help them out?
Yeah, 100%. I've styled over 10,000 women. People reach out to me over my social media and I assist them and help them. If someone is looking for advice or looking for a booking or whatever, I'm always delighted to assist. If I'm not available, I know great people who are also available. But no, I'd never turn down a chance to help someone. And I think reframing your thinking is the biggest part. 10 to 12 items can make a massive difference to your wardrobe confidence. And if you're kind of in the right mindset to do it, coming into autumn is a really, really good time because texture is also part of dopamine dressing. So if you can work kind of texture, a great coat, a cool jacket, a really nice jumper, like just a couple of staples to mix and match, and then kind of maybe try and whittle down your existing items. Like what Taryn said very wisely there, you know, take out what's not sparking joy, go full on Marie Kondo on your wardrobe and make sure you feel coming into the season, you're not looking at a sea of clothes with nothing to wear, because I think that's where the frustration really, really builds.
Oh,
what I'd also recommend is if you get one of those little rails, like they're like 12 or 15 euro, you get them online, maybe line up your outfits for the week. Try and forward plan a bit. Give yourself the challenge of shopping your own closet and figure out, okay, what looks good on me, what doesn't. Then maybe when you book an appointment as well, give yourself a week. You're going to be able to, in a more educated way, instead of kind of oversharing, you can be like, okay, well, this is actually where I think I'm falling short. That you're not buying stuff you already have. You're just learning how to style it as well.
Okay, so where can people get in touch with you, Laura?
So you can come on my Instagram, Laura Mullet Stylist, and I'd be delighted to help you.